now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio.
I think so.
My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hennon.
I'm somewhere in the world.
You are. You're
depending
not here.
On what day you're listening
well, you
to
are
this
here.
Show. I am here.
You're not here.
But depending on what day you listen to this show, I could be in Los Angeles, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos, or St. Louis, or indeed in the air, or on the road between some of them.
Right.
This is the Needles. They're not a band anymore, don't matter.
No, it's true.
This is obviously pre-recorded because I am in America.
Yes, you are. Is it all right?
I'm having a great time, thanks. Yeah,
it worked out
in the end, yeah. Not as I expected.
I thought it would.
But I'll tell you all about that in a week or two.
Okay, yeah, we'll save it.
Yeah, I best to. We've got a word of the week held over from a fortnight ago, of course.
Yep.
3D Loser.
Okay,
3D Loser, which is a visual thing. But if you think, how would you describe that? How would you describe that?
It's the...
You're scientific.
The three axes of three dimensions.
It's the three axes.
X, Y, and Z axes.
Yeah, in digit form.
Yes.
So basically, when you say loser and you put your thumb and finger up, do you do it that way? Like that, don't you?
Yeah.
You put index finger skywards, thumb at 90 degrees to it.
In an L shape.
If you put your middle finger straight out, also at 90...
perpendicular?
It's perpendicular. Everything's at 90 degrees to everything.
Yeah.
Whichever way you look at it, it's 90 degrees, isn't it? And that is, and that means that whichever way your hand faces, there is an L of some sort in depth.
Ah.
Thus making you a 3D loser.
It's very scientific.
Very scientific. It was invented by Alexa. Thank you, Alexa. She called me one.
Nice.
I've introduced it to the students on my comedy college course, and they walk around calling each other and me it.
Right.
You can see where this is going, can't you?
Uh-huh.
Basically, since Alexa invented 3D Loser, and I've been using it, people have been calling me it. But it's quite good. It's quite good, because people you don't know aren't expecting it. It's up there with some of the punky stuff that we've done in the past.
Yeah.
That people don't know what you're talking about. Like, Kimbler,
yeah.
Call someone a 3D Loser, and if they ask you what you just said, do the sign. And it's good to move your hand around as well, 3D Loser, so they appreciate the depth of their loserness.
Kind of like Sign of the Devil for the 90s.
Is it?
For the noughties.
Noughties? No, it's not. It's 3D Loser. Okay. That's what it is. She actually said 3D Loser, but I thought it would be funny if it went 3D Loser.
Yeah.
I like that, you 3D Loser. A band who aren't 3D Losers.
Yeah.
What? Are the Johnsons.
No, they're certainly not.
We've played them a couple of times now, and we're playing a third track off their brilliant 5-track EP, A Bump in the Night. And I just want to say right now, on April the 27th, they are playing at the Pushing Pussy all day at Filthy McNasty's 2, London. Yes, that really
Fantastic.
Is happening.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Which is the day before I'm on the poker again. So
oh,
I thought
again,
I'd mention it. Yeah, April 28th, I'm back on Sky
You've got
Poker.
You back on.
They have me back on, yeah. I wonder which urban teenagers I'll lose
I
to
wonder,
this time.
I just wonder.
I do like losing to urban teenagers.
Maybe a couple of teenagers this time, a couple of girls rather than two blokes.
I'm
Who
not fussy.
Knows? Nah.
Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Johnsons' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheJohnsons.
No, MySpace.com/TheJohnsons number one. This was only the other week.
Yeah, but...
Poorly being the internet one, Tony, nil, this is Zombie Nightmares.
I had a dream about my baby just last night. Like a zombie movie, gave me a terrible fright. When I looked upon my baby, rotten flesh and all, he'd lost a few limbs, so he wasn't as tall. I said, baby, baby, you don't look at me the same no more. Maybe it's because your eyeballs come out of its socket and it's rolling on the floor. We'll be right back.
This is the Planet Smashers. I've had a mess up, haven't I? I've done the same beds 2 weeks in a row.
It's fine, it's fine. You know, it's time space-time travel. Continuum.
I know. Nobody minds.
No.
Do they?
No.
Does anybody mind?
No.
I don't know.
The Doctor minds.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's that? Was there something I've missed here?
Space-time continuum.
Oh, he minds about that, yeah.
Yeah.
With good reason, I think.
He'll be in to correct it at some point.
Let's hope so. Which one? Doesn't matter, they're all the same. They've just got different faces on.
Yeah.
I met one, of course. Facebook. Seeing as this is already a weird show, we might as well go straight for my Facebook latest ads. What happens is, if you're on Facebook, you find me. You just type my name and you find it, don't you?
Yeah.
Paul B. Edwards. Just find it. And if you have me as a friend, or if I grant you your request, and I have time, I'll write something funny or something weird or random about us that I think of at the time. Or you can write something, it doesn't matter. I am behind, but these are our latest five that we're doing kind of in alphabetic and chronological order, hence we're nearly round again to going back to the start of the alphabet, as you will soon discover. These are something, because there's a Met Randomly feature that Facebook's all about. Look at me, and I'm all about, fuck about.
Yeah.
So I fuck about on it. Jessica Sykes. Do you know who Jessica Sykes is, Tony?
No.
I've got no idea either. But we took antibiotics.
Okay.
Jessica completed the course. I didn't, and grew up a bit funny in the spring of 1975.
Nice.
We travelled to the hospital for tests in the winter of 1974. We met randomly through podcasting. Jessica was the inspiration behind Punky Radio.
Or was she?
Yeah, I think she made it up herself.
Okay.
Anthony Tarrant, you might know as Ant from Southend. Vomit.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
But would you like to know how we met? I didn't say that. Would you like to know how me and Jessica Sykes met?
How did you meet?
I've already told you.
Yeah.
Would you like to know how me and Anthony met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Calling Dr. Fucker, Southend emergency. Ant's bird taught me the meaning of the word respect by kicking my legs from under me in a coastal Essex nightclub. Lummy! And she's going to do it again in June.
Yeah.
Stuart Thompson, Psychobilly Stew. We know him, Psycho Stew. I've never actually met him before, but do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Stuart and I tripped the light fantastic, and we had to get a bloke round to change the fuse.
Nice.
Now we have a light fantastic again. Whoopee!
Cool.
Jeff Ugly Shoes, I have actually met before.
You have?
In Climbers, Mississippi last year, when we drank lots of booze, and he injured himself irreparably for the rest of his life. I would feel partially responsible, but I hadn't got there. He got so excited, he injured himself before I got there. The building freaked him out in preparation for meeting me. But would you like to know how we actually met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Jeff and I were pony trainers in the Andes. Well, actually, we were quite good trainers. We weren't pony. And the Andes? They are at the end of the Ristis. Actually, it was the Alps, not the Upper Alps, but the Lower Alps. And the Lower Alps, those are Alps themselves. That's the bit Jeff added. Hua, hua, hua. Charlotte Wildblood. Noah?
No.
Me neither.
A great name.
Well, as is discussed. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I should point out there are other things you can do here. We attended a program together.
All right.
She put that in. We travelled to Fishtown on our summer program together.
All right.
We met randomly. Charlotte Wildblood has the best name on Facebook. She reminds me of my friend, Deirdre Gentlepiss. I'm a very sad man. Tone.
Yes.
You got any podcasts, Ali?
I have.
Thank you again for all your votes so far this month. We still need more, even though we're time travelling. Please do vote for us in whatever month it might be. Today, this month is March. Go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
We do.
We read all of them.
We read out all of the best comments.
All the best.
In fact, just write all the best.
There you go.
Hi guys, all the best.
All the best. Me. March vote. Here's your March vote, guys. Now go off and find some more Raw Poo tracks to play. And that's from Male, so there might be Fat Boy.
Might it? He likes Raw Poo. He's probably just doing that to wind up Elliot. Do you know, I will find another Raw Poo song to play. We've got loads.
Yeah.
We've got loads. We've got a whole album that we've only played two or three off. And then we played a Christmas song or two, didn't we, as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
We love Raw Poo.
It's great. It's great to play with.
I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah. Punk is great. Punk is great. From Mikey. Number two.
Which Mikey's that then?
Number two.
Oh, right.
Mikey?
You don't know which one it is?
Nope, just says Mike E02.
Thank you, Mike E02. E-O-E-O-E-O-2. Do you know that song?
No.
Well, the Police, it's the Gat of the Bronx.
No. Sorry. There's another Mike. Hey, Punky. It's Mike again. Yet another vote for Punky. Thanks for the show.
Is that a cheeky Mike? Give us two votes.
Michael Dalrymple.
Michael Dalrymple. He votes a lot,
maybe,
doesn't he?
Maybe
Michael
he has
Dalrymple.
Voted twice.
No, because he wouldn't be called Mikey.
That's true. Unless it's...
He'd be called Mike D, wouldn't he? And he'd have been in the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Isn't he called Mike D?
I don't know.
In the Beastie Boys.
I'm sure.
I think he is. I think they're fans.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Punky Sucks.
Oh, no, that's the Bleastie Boys.
Punky Sucks. I was listened to by James Blunt himself. Two smack toys talking shit for hours. Punky rules. That's from Dinkle.
It's
007.
That's very accurate.
Pretty much, yeah. Having mic stand issues.
Are you?
A vote for Punky. Favourite band, Cock Sparrow. Fucking legends. Bill, New York.
Good decision, Bill. Bill gets it right every time.
Yes, he does.
Bill is, I would say, our most accurate listener.
He's very clued in.
He agrees with me often as well, which obviously endears him to me.
That's it for the podcast.
I like Bill increasingly. In fact...
Cool.
Should we get to New York, ever?
Yeah.
We will definitely meet up with Bill.
Well, the next time I go to the States, I think I'm going to go to New York first.
Meet up with Bill?
Yeah, I probably will. I probably will.
Actually, my next trip, if I come back from this one alive...
Yeah.
I'm going to do the East Coast. Okay. So I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to get to Fishtown.
Okay.
I decided. Autumn sometime, I'm going to go to New York and maybe drive down to Philly.
Right.
Go to Fishtown. And I'd actually just keep hold of the car for however long I go for.
Okay.
So should you decide to go with me?
Should be going. I mean, Steph want to go, so maybe we'll go late autumn or something.
Yeah, I mean, the option's there. I mean, if you go with me, you know you have your freedom and you've got a driver. Your choice. Yeah. But it's an option. It's an option, isn't it?
Yeah, let's definitely fly to New York. Though,
let's get the rest of the world out of the way first.
Okay.
Fly to New York is. We'll definitely do that, and we'll definitely spend a day or two in New York, no matter what happens after that.
Yeah. And then. Just
and we can meet Bill.
Yeah.
We can meet Bill.
Cool.
Cool. Oh, I've got a groin strain, Tony. That can't be good. Oh, is it time for the next song?
It is.
I'm sorry. Next song up is another one of them voodoo rhythm types.
Oh yeah.
We played a track from the Duke Joint Pimps before. You might remember we played Dick Shake.
Yeah.
Now, what's a very good thing to accompany Dick Shake? Red wine, of course. So this week we're playing. And did you know that they're from Cologne?
No.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, Duke Joint Pimps from Cologne.
I might be going there soon.
Which is spelled Köln, because the Germans can't spell the names. They can't spell the name of their own cities.
That's terrible.
And as a German word goes, there aren't nearly enough G's, E's, or N's in it either. One N, pathetic. I'm amazed it managed to stay in Germany for this long. It should quite clearly be called or something. But anyway, top band. Again, quite bluesy. We've been playing a lot of this bluesy business on this punky thing that's not a punk show anymore. Although the Johnsons are quite punk, and don't worry, there's some coming.
Cool.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Duke Joint Pimps MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DukeJointPimps.
No, your memory is worse than mine, mate.
It is.
They left the P out of it when they did it.
Oh, it's Pims, wasn't it?
MySpace.com, Duke Joint Pims, P-I-M-S.
Terrible memory. Terrible.
This is Red Wine. Love that. I actually love that. I think that would be a great film soundtrack thing.
It's nice.
It would be really good. You can see it. I can see it now. Obviously, someone's either drinking, buying, consuming, or destroying red wine. Or it could be a thingamabob for like a fight scene with loads of blood,
reminds
of claret.
Of the opening credits to Gone in 6 Seconds.
Yeah.
That had a very, very similar kind of sound
also,
to it.
It's got it's very swamp blues sort of thing.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I like that a lot. Yeah. Nice. Well done, Duke Joint Pimps. I didn't say what the album was called, did I? That's awful of me. How remiss. It's called Boogie the House Down, Duke Joint Style. Raw Blues Boogie strikes again. Hear the soundtrack about today's Wild Action Teens. Sadly, today's Wild Action Teens are, of course, mostly listening to R&B and hip-hop.
Yeah.
So I think they might have got that wrong.
Not pulling the trousers up.
They should pull their trousers up. What it should be called, I think, is a hear the soundtrack about today's slightly knackered late 30s balding blokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much in the late 40s.
Who've somehow had a good photo taken.
Great photos.
A good photo, that, isn't it?
Good photo.
Well done, Sharon Cooper. If you want to find out, I think the website is sg5art.com. Go there. She's a very, very talented photographer. Sorted. Yeah. Some of you will know what I'm saying. The others, do some fucking research. I'm not your mother.
There you go.
I'm just saying we haven't done much swearing. There you go.
There you go.
Speaking of swearing, here's something I wasn't expecting. We've got a Poetry Corner tone.
Oh, brilliant.
But it's a sing-song poetry. We'll explain about all the things we want from you. If you do write a poem or anything that rhymes or anything like that, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. This wasn't titled Poetry Corner, but it's all right. Dear Paul, I spent this weekend, March 7th, 8th and 9th, at the British Isles Show in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where I work every year selling baked goods with my family. They own a British bakery in my town, the best kind. It's a Greg's. This weekend was quite eventful, as we had a huge snowstorm and the ceilings of almost every building were leaking from the weight of the melting snow. I stayed in a hotel room with Catherine, open brackets, Alana, then close brackets, my brother Daniel, my dad, and my dad's best friend Scott. I'm not going down that road. The hotel room was very interesting, as my brother has a bit of a gas problem, and as Scott would say, he trumps a lot. If he was a knight of the round table, I would call him Sir Trumps a lot. I thought of that. My dad has a thing for taking large shits in the toilet and leaving them there to smell and create puce. Nice use of Swearsperanto. And Scott, well, Scott makes everything hilarious. Alana and I wrote this song to the tune of Jingle Bells while spending time with this unlikely cast of people. Hope you enjoy it as much as Alana and I... Oh, I've lost it. As much as Alana and I enjoyed making it. I'm going to read the end before I do the thing. Right? I think it's punky worthy. By the way, we met a girl at the show whose name is actually Alan, and she spells it like that, A-L-L-E-N. So, ha! Chantel and Alanan. Right, here goes. I'm going to turn the music off for this. Here goes, because I have got a beautiful singing voice.
You have.
And I think it's only fair that... And you don't know anything about this, do you?
No.
This came literally about an hour ago.
Oh, cool.
In the past.
In the past.
If you see what I mean.
God.
Right, now, here goes. To the tune of Jingle Bells. Fucking hell, Daniel smells, Dad just took a shit. Scott came in, plugged his nose and said, oh, that's minging. Running down the halls to escape the smell. Tripping over shoes and trying not to tell. Ow, 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 falling down the stairs. Oh, and trying not to yell. Ow, 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 falling down the stairs. That's better. I'll do it again. Running down the halls to escape the smell. Tripping over shoes and trying not to yell. Ow, 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 falling down the stairs. Leaked on by the roof. Yelling, Dan's a little shit, a stupid fucking goof. Oh, fucking hell, Daniel smells. Dad just took a shit. Scott came in, plugged his nose and said, oh, that's minging.
Oh, that's great.
That's all right, isn't it?
Pretty.
I might have asked you to edit that to do it properly, but you know what?
What?
Leave it as it is.
Okay.
But thank you very much, girls. I really do appreciate it.
You say we do post-production on this show. Are you insinuating?
I would. If it hadn't already happened and it was in the past, I'd have said something like, Tone, clean that up.
Uh-huh.
No, I wouldn't. I don't normally do that, do I, to be fair. We normally pretty much do it as it is.
Well, yeah. We do.
Yeah.
As people can tell, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
They know that we might be fraudulent, money-grabbing bastards, but we're not fakes.
No.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all so far for your twats. Still need more. Always
did you run out
more.
Of words then?
A little bit.
It's all right, we'll sort it out in post.
Yeah, there you go. I'll just add more words in. Aardvark. If you have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
I went out with an anteater once, had to finish with it. Do you know why?
Why?
Too much like aardvark. I've just thought of that.
Very nice.
Keep that in.
No, cut that one out.
Alright, thanks.
I think, and this week's twat is, well, it's a departure. It's very serious.
It's not a school?
It's very serious.
Is it in a school?
It's probably the most warranted twat we've ever done.
Is it in a school?
No, it's not in the school.
Wow, this is new ground.
And it's to the point where I don't think twat quite covers it.
Oh dear.
But here we go. It's quite short. Hey Tony, got a twat for you. It's the guy that hit one of my best friends with a truck on Monday night.
Hell's teeth!
He was walking home from work in Vancouver when a truck jumped the sidewalk behind him.
It wasn't one of those ice truckers, was it?
No. Jumped the sidewalk behind him and hit him. He was killed almost instantly. And it's pretty much devastated everyone that knew him. I don't have the guy's name, but he's from Vancouver, Canada. So the guy that killed my friend is a fucking twat.
Yes.
And that's from Gerald Brooks.
Oh, Gerald, man.
Very warranted.
Yeah.
doesn't quite cover it, but yes.
It might be a bit sombre, this one.
Yeah.
Right, let's go for it.
So, The guy from Vancouver, Kanadna, is a twat.
Oh, no, say it again. Do it again. Do it.
The guy from Vancouver, Kanadna.
Yeah, you left out the bit who killed Gerald's mate.
Who killed Gerald's mate.
Yeah, do it properly. Come on, let's get, let's have it on his fucking tombstone.
The guy from Vancouver, Kanadna, who killed Gerald Brooks' friend...
Is a twat. I might have a 10-second silence, though. Well, Gerald, thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
As a rule, we do want them a little more light-hearted than that.
Yeah, but thought that,
no, absolutely justified, man. Yeah. Let's face it, we're not going to turn down an email like that, are we?
No.
Sometimes, Punky, it's a bit real.
Yeah.
That's up there with Lord Relic's mum poem.
Yeah, yeah. It was a surprise.
I don't want to either of those to be taken lightly. In fact, that is, like, fair enough, man. That is the... That twat is... as justifiable as when we did George Bush. That's fucking full on.
It can't be topped.
That is a full on, fair enough. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little wary of saying the next line, but if you know someone who's killed one of your friends in a truck accident, why not email Tony at punkyradio.com? Man, that is full on. And Gerald, I'm very sorry for your loss. Yeah, is a twat isn't normally like that, but we still want them.
Still want them.
So maybe let's have someone about... sticking a whoopee cushion under you or something next
there
week.
You go. Big or small, any reason.
Anything, yeah.
Well, do email me, tony@punkradio.com.
Very good. Right, I'm slightly at a loss now.
Okay.
I think we ought to just play the next song.
All right.
Although I can't help thinking it's not that fitting now, but anyway.
Oh.
It's plumbed in. Riot Squad. I promised you last week, didn't I? I said, look, we haven't got a lot of punk on this week's show, but don't worry, next week we have.
Yeah.
If any proof were needed, this is it. What I want to know is, Riot Squad are friends of the show, friends of ours.
Yeah.
We know all the band. We've gigged with them. Luke out of the band used to be in our band, the Chavs.
Uh-huh.
This is from this great album that we've played loads of tracks off this, called Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong. And it really, it's what is it, 19 full-on tracks. What did I say about them earlier? They don't let their fans down, do they? They give them exactly what they want.
Exactly what they want.
They are what it says on the tin. This is Riot Squad. What one knows, Tony? What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981.
It is indeed, my friend. It's poorly being the internet too. Tony 1. And this is Death Valley Kids 69.
Like punk rock is to you, that's what the Beatles was to me.
Yeah.
there's some things that after them you've just got to go, wow.
Yeah.
And that is one of the, every track on the album is like that, isn't it? They just don't muck about.
No, yes.
That
great.
One is quite reminiscent of the Bleach Boys as well.
Right.
Which is no bad thing, because Riot Squad and the Bleach Boys are mates with each other, and et cetera, et cetera. Good quality street punk there. Good quality oi. I'll tell you something that's good quality, Tone.
What's that?
GoDaddy.com.
Oh, really?
Have you forgotten all about them since last week?
Yeah, your mum was
You
right.
have, haven't you? It's awful. Yeah. Let me tell you a bit about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sells.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... Is podcasting! So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and... If you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because that is dangerous, baby.
Exactly. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs, as Twilight and Thebes did. Yeah. They've just sorted out all
got
of their new
discount.
Website stuff, and... They got a bit of discount on it, and we earned a couple of shekels in the process.
See, it's all works together fine.
And Thebes, if I've got this right, I hope you enjoyed the knitting magazine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was quite odd, judging, but I mean, knowing what they are and what they do and how they are and everything.
Right.
Like that, and they do the Twilight and Thebes podcast, which couldn't be a lot further from knitting than you've ever imagined. But I said to her, because I was going to be going to see them, and I now have done, I think, by the time this
Probably.
Shows up. Thank you for letting me stay, guys. it's all just conjecture. I said, is there anything I can bring you over from the UK? She said, I can't really think of anything I want. And then I got an email back from saying, actually, yeah, do you think you could bring me Knitting Magazine? Because I want to know if it's any different from the US publication. I went, yeah, all right. So I went into Smith's in Letchworth, and I look on the shelf, and there were three of them. There's Knitting Magazine, there's So Knit or Just Knit or something. There's Knit Monthly or something.
Okay.
I thought, fuck it, I'll get them all. Uh-huh. Didn't realise how much they were. Fucking £4 each.
Jesus.
I've spent a psycho pound on knitting magazines.
Wow.
And I bet the only difference between Knitting Magazine UK and Knitting Magazine US is that Knitting Magazine UK is £4 and Knitting Magazine US is $4.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have got some interesting articles. They do them up like Hello or OK or something and try and make them sensational.
Really?
I particularly liked the headline on the front of one of them that said, This Season's Yarn's Exposed. It's fantastic. Might start subscribing myself.
Yeah.
Can you say something for a minute?
Yep. Don't forget to review us on iTunes, folks. It helps us out massively. It helps us build up in the featured rankings. If you are an iTunes user, search for us on iTunes, or just go to punkyradio.com, and on the left there's an iTunes link. Just hit that and it'll open up our music store page. Log in and review us. 5 stars only, please, people. And give us a good review. We'll read them out. We'll do the UK and US reviews. If you're in another country and you want to record yourself reading out, and send us an MP3, we'll do that.
That would be nice.
That would save us a job. That would be very nice. And obviously, if you've got iTunes, subscribe. It's still the best way and easiest way to listen to us.
That was that. This is this. Well, since I've never known, I've always walked my own way. I got my free flag waving high, and that's the way it's gonna stay. He'll whisper round the corner, yeah, names behind my back. I warn you once, don't cross me twice. Hit you like a heart attack. Clearly, Well, I don't know about you, Tone.
What?
I don't think Money's My God either. That is, of course, Money Ain't My God by the Dirty Riffs. Yeah. Another week, if you'd like to win the album that's on, and I recommend you enter. The album's called Bonnet de Douche, Shower Cap, okay. I think. Oh, they're so romantic, the French. They've even got a word for shower cap. 9 great tracks on there, my friend. What I want to know is, what were the Dirty Riffs? What were they called before they were called the Dirty Riffs?
Yeah.
If you're not sure, you'd have to listen to last week's show, when we do say the name of what they were before they were called the Dirty Riffs. Didn't you get Dirty Rift once? Didn't they leave you for dead in Coyote Wild?
No, that was Acid Pope.
That was Acid Pope. Well, you got Acid Pope.
And technically, they left me on some driveway.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I very nearly got Dirty Rift. I was pulled away from them before it turned nasty.
Right.
Not nasty, you know. Evil.
Oh, did you go to Coyote?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I went to Coyote with them after.
That's
what
was the Dirty Rift.
Yeah, I was Dirty Rift. Well, very nearly Dirty Rift.
Acid Pope, just never go
you
with that.
You don't really
God
get Acid Pope.
Dear me.
I mean, I'd be Dirty Rift again, but I don't think I'd ever be Acid Popes. That's asking for trouble.
Company in vomit, sleeping on driveways. Yeah.
What's happened to them? Are they still going?
No. Uzi left.
Did they get acid poped?
Yeah.
But he left already. I thought they were getting someone else's.
They tried to, but they never did.
Didn't ever work.
No,
they
just...
They did drift pull too often.
Yeah.
Said, I'm sorry, man, you're never at rehearsals. You keep pulling. Anyway, I think it is important to say that here on Punky Radio... That in the same way that the Dirty Riffs say that money is not their god, and that song's called Money's Not My God. What's their MySpace page, by the way?
MySpace.com/DirtyRiffs.
It is.
Learning.
It'd probably be the internet too, Tony too. It's important to say, and I would like to point out, that that song is called Money Is Not My God. And here at Punky Radio, money is not our god either. Now, this Nokia N810.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful piece of kit.
It is.
Now, I was supposed to get it, wasn't I? But I didn't. You got it. They sent it to the wrong place. It may have actually turned out to be the right place because you're getting a lot of use out of it.
Yes.
For me, it would be very useful. As a man who travels a lot, I would be able to exploit its web browsing facilities and large enough memory and all that bits and bobs to download big stuff like podcasts, and for me, be able to use it as a poker machine.
Yes.
But you use it for all sorts of other things, don't you?
Yeah, I use it for... organising my life. It's got it. You can.
You said that with such sincerity.
Organising my life.
Organising my life.
It was such a mess. You can download a few applications for it. One of them is an organiser, a calendar, a to-do list, that kind of thing. So I can add all my meetings and to-do lists. And
these actually aren't massive things. These are just the things that the extras on it that you're finding really useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bulk of it, I mean, it's got a GPS system on it, little keyboard for typing on it. It's just got everything on it you need. You can Skype on it, connect to any wireless network you have access to.
So it's not a phone, is it? But you can Skype on it.
But you can call people through Skype on it. And if you're familiar with Skype, you can call up landlines as well on that if you buy Skype credit. So it pretty much is a phone anyway.
Right,
if you have a wireless network attached.
Right, if you've got a wireless network, it is a phone.
And it's got a webcam as well.
It's not a phone up and down the street, but no. It's like if you're in a wireless area, it is a phone. Correct. Right, I gotcha. That hadn't occurred to me before.
Right.
That is actually, it is pretty much a phone.
Yeah, because you can just phone anything through Skype.
Yeah, that's pretty useful.
But very good rates as well, Skype. Yeah. That's separate. We're not sending Skype credit.
No.
Well, if we could, we would.
If there was some form of boxy incentive, I think you'd finally be straight in there. We'd change our name to Skypey.
If you want to find out more information about it, go to podshowoffers.com/N810. And if you quote the code Punky !Radio, that's...
Punky !! Radio.
You get 15% off. And it works in many, many, many countries, not just the UK.
It works in other countries.
Other countries.
Which last week we didn't know there were, but now I'm in one.
Yeah.
I wonder what I'm doing.
There.
You wonder what I'm doing.
I don't know.
If I'd got a Nokia N810, I could, of course, let you know via Skype.
You could have done.
Or email.
Yeah.
Because I had decided last week not to take my laptop with me.
Okay.
I wonder whether I did.
I bet you did.
I think I might have had to, because I wasn't sure even when I got on the plane who I was going to be meeting or anything.
No, I think you're going to need it.
What was going to? I hope I had a good time that first few days
I
in LA.
I think so.
I know I had a good time.
It would have all
in
worked
New Mexico
out in the end.
I know because I've been getting up to St. Patrick's Day and shooting things.
Yeah.
Sadly, I couldn't combine them.
Shooting things, then eating them, because let's face it, you do know how to cook things.
Apparently, it's four squirrels to a pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever cooked squirrel?
No.
There you go. Booked for that.
I am. I think that's what they did have in mind when we go out shooting.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel a bit bad, because Letchworth is, of course, the UK home of the black squirrel.
Yeah.
Nowhere else in the UK has black squirrels. And squirrels have always been my friends, but I suppose if I shoot enough greys, I am kind of redressing the balance
exactly.
After all them naughty things they did to those lovely little red ones we had. Yeah. Who are apparently still at large on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, really?
A lot of red squirrels on the Isle of Wight. It makes sense, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Well, as far as I know, grey squirrels can't drive boats.
You never know.
Well, no, but I don't know how else grey squirrels would get onto the Isle of Wight. So there might be some on the Isle of Man. In fact, there may be red squirrels on all of our outlying territories that have trees.
I wonder. Maybe they can hop on a boat, then they're still going to cross.
Yeah, they could, but I reckon it'd take more than one to put the red squirrels under pressure.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'd have to be an organised bus trip of grey squirrels. If you have red squirrels on your outlying island in the UK, why not let us know? PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Hey mate, we've got red squirrels. Or if you've sighted one, because they're in that outer line. I think they've still got to be northern Scotland, haven't they?
I don't know.
I'm interested now.
I'm not up on my squirrels.
I love red squirrels.
Do you?
I mean, a lot of people don't like ginger, but red squirrels, man, they're lovely little fellas. Much nicer than those old grey bastards.
Yeah.
Black squirrels, rats with tails, look out, they're dangerous, they're fighting back. And they're mates with the red squirrels, actually.
Alright.
Yeah, I think they'd be more than happy to gang up on the greys if they could organise themselves. But they can't.
No.
They can't. They can't. What they need is a Nokia N810. what we need is that Nokia should sponsor the red and black squirrel fight back by providing them all with miniature Nokia N810s and acorns. Because
yeah.
They're computers as well, aren't they?
They are. They were.
Maybe that's why. Maybe
that's
why they don't want Nokia N810s, because they've all got acorns. Maybe that's why they died out, because they couldn't get beyond acorns and grey squirrels. They're ahead of the game.
Oh dear.
They've got notebooks, all sorts. The greys are using laptops, and the reds and the blacks are still using acorns that they'd squirreled away in case of emergency, in when it got cold and that.
Cool.
I'm alone, aren't I?
Yeah.
Very. Right. I better play the next song then. Now, I have a feeling that in a few days' time, I might be going out for a drink with Jeanette, who is a broke heart pro.
Okay.
Right. But I'm not sure, because I might have already had a drink with her.
Do you think it went all right?
If I had a drink with her last weekend, mate, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Because she's different class.
And if you didn't?
She's different class. She is music. She's super music. And she's a very attractive lady. And nice, she's a bit older. So we probably had things in common in that.
Oh.
Like age.
Like, strange aches and
like
pains.
I should think I walked in and she goes, "Hey, Paul, did you remember Spangles?" So have you been hanging around with that Marconi fucker again? Yeah, anyway, this is from the album The Kitten Next Door. We have played one track of this. We played You Don't Know. This week we're playing another track from it, which I'm about to play now. What I want to know is tell you, what is A Broke Heart Pro's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/A Broke Heart Pro.
It is. MySpace.com/A Broke Heart Pro. It's probably been in Internet 2. Tony 3, and this is Bleed On.
Well, says I'm so wrong the way I got this on. Is it so wrong when it drops to the ground, baby? It's too badly. That's so much better. Cause when it's bad, it's better than ever. It's just a little dab pointing in your direction. I'm pretty sharp, so I'll cut to the quick. You got something that needs my attention, something sweet, sticky and thick. Bleed on! Bleed on! Bleed on! Bleed on! I'm getting angry, I think I had it. You let me down and I just can't stand that. I'm doing badly. Maybe that's better. Cause when I'm bad, I'm better than ever. It's just a little dab pointing in your direction. I'm pretty sharp, so I'll cut you quick. You got something that needs my attention.
to be thick.
Feel it. Hey, I've got you some can. Sad news. I've got some more sad news, man.
Have you?
That's nice, though, isn't it? A broke heart broke. Nice, thank you very much for saying that. And do you know what? She really
sounds lovely.
Pleased when we played it as well the last time. She said, thank you so much. It's really cool. And she said, I'm an avid listener to the show now. So hopefully
excellent.
You've heard this and you've already met me and you still want to listen.
Blimey.
Doubt it. Or you're looking forward to it even more because you're going to meet me this weekend. Cool. It's a funny old thing, this time travel, Tone, I'll tell you.
It does your head in, doesn't it?
This is the dead 60s. You know what's happened to them?
What's that?
Split up.
No.
Yeah.
Split interesting.
Up. Split up a fortnight ago. They said there was no problem, they just had enough. I think it's because their second album was shit.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? We're hearing bad things about the second album.
Yeah, but I wonder about this. Their first album was so great, and when I saw them live, they were so brilliant. Other than the two new tracks they play, they said these are two of our new songs, and we didn't like them, did we?
No.
They were rubbish.
Yeah.
Whereas all the other stuff was great.
Yeah.
I wonder whether in years to come, we're all going to be wrong. And
really?
The second album was in fact really good, and when we look back at it, we go, fuck, that was a good album. I'm thinking
what,
Specials.
They're before the time.
Yeah, I'm thinking Specials, right? Specials' first album was a pretty straightforward ska album, right?
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward two-tone album, a few covers on it. Dead 60's first album was very much Clash Specials combination.
Yeah,
you don't go wrong with it, do you, right? Special's second album was called More Specials and was a kind of, for the time, experimental lounge album that a lot of people couldn't get their heads around. It had some great songs on it. Ghost Town came out before it and gave you a clue of the way they were going.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone who listened to the first album would have been expecting Do Nothing and the other version of Enjoy Yourself on there and various other songs like that. And I just wonder whether we've maybe treated the Dead 60's second album, well, we haven't even heard it, but
no,
whether
the
public have treated their second album a little quickly.
I don't know. It's hard to comment.
I don't know, yeah, because we haven't heard it.
Yeah.
But we have been. I've been reliably informed. It's absolute pants.
Right.
But was I reliably informed it was absolute pants by people that don't really understand music?
There you go, you see.
It's a toughie. The long and the short of it is the Dead 60's are no more. And I think that's really sad because I think they were the most one of the most exciting bands to come out of the UK in the last decade.
And if you would pick the first album up, worth picking up.
And if you can find it with the bonus dub disc
it
on,
was just called
some
Dead
of
60s,
which
wasn't
are hearing
it?
Now, it's just Dead 60's. The eponymously titled Dead 60s. Mm. Great album. Lovely blokes. I interviewed two of them on two occasions.
Yeah.
The record company, Sony, that we're with, were just used to send us everything to do with the Dead 60s. Just absolutely loved it. Their management company in New York loved us, and we loved them, and they said, use the beds by all means. Go for it, which we have been doing. Use the dub stuff as beds. I was really looking forward to the second album, and then everything just kind of fizzled out. There was a real...
Maybe they just lost interest or something.
Well, do you know, they were so into music.
It's like...
I wonder whether some high up in a suit fucked him over.
Possibly.
And said, you've got to change your direction musically if you're going to become successful.
Maybe, yeah. Because commercial-wise, maybe they weren't that successful, the first one.
And reluctantly,
maybe they,
probably did it and just said, we can't do this.
Maybe
we're
they tried
out.
To turn them into Razorlight or something like that.
Well, do you know, I don't think you're that far off the mark there from what people said. It was the people that went to see them that spoke to me said the new act, it's pretty much run-of-the-mill sort of indie, in-the-charts sort of stuff. And I just think, oh, do you know, I wonder if someone... I don't mean that they sold out at all for 1 second, but I wonder if someone said to them, if you're going to be make a lot of money, you've got to do this. Or if you want us to keep you on the label, you've got to do this.
I'd have thought.
But I don't think that the independent label they were attached to, Delta Sonic, that they were a subsidiary of Sony, would have said that.
No.
I think it must have come from higher up. Although saying that, a lot of Delta Sonic's bands were kind of that indie... little bit proggy, little bit indie sort of deal. I've got a fucking clue, to be honest with you.
I remember a band that called At The Drive-In, who put an album out about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a really good album, and then they split up more or less a month after it came out. Yeah, a really quick burner.
That was quick.
Yeah.
That was quick. I mean,
it's really quite a not groundbreaking album, but very, very good.
Oh, well. R.I.P. Dead 60s.
Yeah. Shame that.
What I would quite like to do, I wonder if now they are no more... I mean, I know that somebody still owns the rights to their stuff. I wonder if we would now be able to play a couple of tracks of their first album for people that don't know it. I might...
Worth asking.
I might make a cheeky little email to their former American management company and see if I can get in touch with someone who might be able to say yay or nay.
I'm worth asking, yeah. So they always let you use the
best. I think their first album is going to go down as a bit of a cult classic. I think it's going to be one of those ones that will stick. Because it was out of time in the first place, wasn't it? It wasn't. It didn't follow anything. It was just on its own.
Yeah. It was one of the more interesting things to come out.
I wonder. Well, what an interesting and serious discussion that was.
There you go.
Anyway, my cock. Oh, it's a beauty. Now... Let's just recap on everything we want you to do, good listener. Because, as I say, we got a poetry corner this week, but I haven't had many coming through. If you want to write me a poem about anything to do with the show, anything to do with your life, or anything at all, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Similarly, if you have a joke you'd like us to read out on air, and it could be one you've made up or one you've heard, your favourite joke, whatever, that's for a thing called Comedy Suburbs that we haven't done for a while now. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. What you got, Tom?
If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Serious or funny, anything you like, just send it to me. All requests will be replied to.
And what else? Is there anything else for you?
Not really. But I think that is my solo feature.
Well, in that case then, let's just tell you a little bit about the other ways you can listen to us other than via podcast.
Yep.
You can do it at btpodshow.com, listen live, can't you?
Yeah, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can listen on straight from there. You can always download the latest show from the front page of punkyradio.com. You can... Best way of always, I suggest doing is subscribe through iTunes.
Yes, far and away.
You get the show every week. You can find iTunes links on... punkyradio.com, our MySpace profile, and the BT Pod Show page.
Or, if you fancy listening to us in conjunction with a radio station, you've got at least two choices.
Yep.
Because we still don't know about those other ones, do we?
Nope.
First of which, I'd like to say hussieskunk.com. HUSSIESKUNK skunk.com. Which is a pretty straightforward punk rock station.
Yeah.
That has a few shows on it. It's mostly back-to-back punk and ska punk, sort of modern punk and ska punk. Shows on it as well, including us. And if you're listening right now on Hussy Skunk, hello.
Hello.
We haven't really said it very much, but...
Email us.
Hello there, Hussy Skunk listeners. Let us know you're listening on Hussy Skunk. I know we haven't really done much about you, have we? And that seems dreadfully unfair. If you do like what we do on Hussy Skunk and you listen on Hussy Skunk, you must be at a computer to hear it.
Yeah.
Why not email us while you're there? PaulieB@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com if you'd rather talk to Tone. I know there are one or two of you out there.
Yeah.
Also, Wicked Radio. You can fill him in on that.
WickedRadio.org. Pirate radio station, rebroadcast over 12, 13 different places in the world. It's again, same kind of thing. I think it's about 13, wasn't it? It's wall to wall punk, basically. wickedradio.org. I think they have about four different shows. We're on every night. We're on every night of the week.
We're the flagship show.
And
man.
The new shows.
We love Evil Pesci.
On the weekend.
And we love Matt Hussey-Skunk as well, I should say that.
Yeah.
Thank you so
I
much.
I can't remember what time we're on. I think we're on 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. on Wiki Radio. Every night. New shows at weekends.
You'll find us.
Yeah.
I think that's enough ways to hear us. And, of course, Second Life.
Who knows?
We'll do Second Life next week. Hopefully I'll have had time to speak to the diva and find out a bit more about why I can't actually get on there. Anyway, last track, Eric Panic.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Very, very Canadian from Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
And part of the Union Labour Group, who are Mike McGee's. You know, there are a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of bedfellows with Planet Smashers, who are on Stomp Records, who are in Stomp, and Union Labour Group, our subsidiaries, blah, blah, etc. And this is yet another one of the CDs that they sent us a whole load that we've slowly gone through over the last 2 years, and then we're due some more.
Yeah.
And they haven't sent us any. I'm going, come on, Mike, pull your finger out. I don't think we played anything by Eric Panic before, and that is an oversight on our part. We had listened to a few tracks today, and do you know what? I think it's only right we should finish the show today with a little bit of French. This is from the album Catharsis, I think. I can't actually see what it says on it. I think it's called Catharsis. Anyway, like most of the other bands this week, they will be on our MySpace Top Friends.
Yeah.
I will manage to do that, or I have done, in America, where I am now.
Okay.
So do make sure that you check them out, and all the bands you've seen this week, you've listened to this week. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Eric Panic's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Eric Panic.
It is. It's a victory. Yay. It's probably been the internet too. Tony 4, and this is French, La Tempête. Au quotidien, jamais je ne m'habitue. L'accumulation d'images brouille ma vue. That finished rather abruptly.
It did somewhat, didn't it?
A little bit different from the false endings of said dirty riffs, but that is Eric Panic.
When they finish, they mean it.
They certainly do. They finish with style. It's a good album. It's a good album. I mean, that's only track two. There's loads on it, so you'll be hearing more from them. If you have got a favourite band, of course, the best way to let us know who your favourite band from the show has been is to leave a Podcast Alley comment.
Yeah.
Do that. I mean, vote for us if you want, but leave a comment anyway. Let us know who your favourite band are that way, and we can kind of tailor the show for you.
Yeah.
We've done that in the past.
We certainly have.
We did that for Jane, didn't we?
Yep.
Thank you very much for listening. Make sure that you subscribe to us at iTunes. Make sure you vote for us at Podcast Alley. Make sure you enter the Dirty Riffs competition to win their fabulous album Bonnet de Douche. That's another bit of French, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. The winners will be announced on, it might not be next week, the next show we do, which might be a little bit more than a week away.
Okay.
We don't know. It depends on flying and that. What else you need to make sure? Make sure that you check out GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and internet needs.
Yep.
Make sure you check out the Nokia N810. It is a nice little piece of kit, and I'm rather jealous you've got one.
Hey.
Poetry Corner we want. Comedy Suburbs we want.
Is a twat we want.
Is a twat we want. Okay, no, man. If you feel like it, lob in a judgmental. He hasn't made an appearance in quite a while.
It's been a while.
Do you know what? I also haven't kept up with Osama of the Month. Do you remember when we're doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll maybe try and check out another Osama Bin Laden on MySpace. I bet there's a few more now.
Yeah.
Feel free to have a game of Scrabulous with me. Feel free to add us at myspace.com/punkyradio. Feel free to join the Punky Radio group on Facebook, or indeed Punky Owned, which is the MySpace group for Punky Radio. My goodness.
God, there's a lot.
As I said last week, this just started as three rude songs and a bit of swearing. We've created a monster.
I know. Ah, well. What else have we got? That's about it, isn't it, now? Oh,
can there be any more?
Can't be.
Do make sure that this week you make the point of calling someone a 3D loser.
3D loser.
And let us know who it was and the situation. Email it to Tony at punkyradio.com because he ain't got enough to do.
No.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
I'll poog. I didn't think we'd have a lot to say in that show, you know.
No, we did all right though.
Managed to keep talking.
Yeah.
Well, that could.
Time travel does that.
Yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.